town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
What is so funny? Welcome back to Common Folk.
Howdy, howdy.
This bottle's so dusty, that means we haven't used it in a while.
I don't think we've opened that one yet, have we?
The seal is off.
Oh, well, it looks like there was just a little sip out of it.
Yeah, we did a little
tasting. I mean, guys, this is pretty bad. We're pretty big drinkers.
So that we are?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're not. Jeez. I feel like every time we're cracking something. It's a little early today, but...
It's not too early. Okay. I'm handing a glass over to Andy.
Never too early.
We haven't talked about our buddies over at Soldier Valley for a while, so let's kick it off with that.
Okay. Clean the dust off the bottle. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Dust. Who sings that? Bottle.
Oh, man. It's an old one. That's one of my favorites, so like, God dang it. You got that for us there, Ben?
I got it.
It might be
Creole David Lee Murphy.
What?
David Lee Murphy. That? Look at him. Look at his pictures. That's straight up.
Okay, so 80s. This is like, super old.
That's 80s beauty.
Walk by one fine night.
Can you help me, Creole?
Oh, okay. It's not that old.
Got a little girl waiting on me.
See, I want to treat her right. Okay.
Got what she needs.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. So those two are not very dusty because they're in the little cabinet.
So Soldier Valley Bourbon. Also, highly supported by Lee Greenwood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
True American.
Yes, he is.
Singer-songwriter.
Proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. And I did see that old Donald J. Trump sent out a tweet picking up his endorsement or something like that.
Yeah. Trump did?
Yeah.
So. Nice.
Of course he would.
Atta boy.
Well, yeah. Duh. Got to get after it. Yeah.
So are we like drinking now? A lot of times we drink at the end.
Duh.
Okay. Oh, we're just switching it up.
Soldier Valley Bourbon. Folks who listen to our podcast, they know a number of podcasts ago, we went down there. Did a recording with them. Was it Rich?
Mm-hmm.
Rich
Hagedorn.
Down at Soldier Valley.
He's a lot of fun.
Animated guy. Yeah. Like I talked to somebody after the fact. They had watched it on YouTube, and they were like, "That dude just goes and goes and goes." Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, man, he's like an Energizer bunny.
I can't open that.
Like he's getting after it."
Oh yeah,
that's the one you want, right?
But solid dude, solid company. They are our official. Spirits,
would you say? Yeah.
Bourbon, yep. Vodka.
Liqueur.
Of the Common Folk Podcast. So check them out, Soldier Valley.
That's my favorite one.
They've got...
The D-Day.
They've bourbon. Got a ton of different versions. They have this patented, folks can see it in the video, bottle shape, which is an old school canteen.
Yep.
Apparently it fits in a standard military issue canteen.
Should we get
carrier.
One of those?
Yeah, the holster.
Where would we get one?
Oh, there's that surplus store in downtown Plattsmouth. I'm very sure they would have one.
Take one of these bottles down there and see what he's got. We'll do
it. We really should. That'd be good. And then strap it on, and then when you want to share, like at a party, just pull it out like a fanny pack.
Yeah, and that's coming back into style, right?
Yeah.
The fanny packs are, so you can easily get away with that.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. See if they kind of have like a girly style one.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I can go full military.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay.
So the website, soldiervalleyspirits.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. I think there you can probably find where you can pick it up. Lee Greenwood's right on the homepage.
Yep. His signature's on each and every bottle now on the label.
What do they call these little dog tags?
Yep, dog tags.
Yeah,
they have their tasting room down in around the Omaha area.
Yep.
That's where we recorded. Yeah, it's great. Cool spot, great drinks.
Mm-hmm. Good people. And, when Rich was getting into it, their business model and how they don't stray from it, which we're going to get into that here in a minute. But this company was built for a reason, and it's staying true to that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, they serve veterans.
Right.
They could try to spend marketing, advertising dollars and build partnerships with certain entities and, let's say, supermarkets and places like that. But that's not where they really focus. They focus on how can we reach and help veterans.
For sure.
And that's what that's what drives them. And Rich gets into it in a very, energetic.
Big way.
Makes you want to get on board, no doubt.
I'm looking forward to speaking with him again and some other folks from there. I'm sure we'll have some more conversations.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks, check it out. It's good stuff. We're going to toast to it.
All right.
Morgan, you probably don't want any right now,
No, because I've been working out and I'm training for the 50-mile march.
Yes,
do you want to take a tug from the bottle?
No, I'm just going to cheers it. Can I do that?
You can cheers.
All right, we're going to cheers. Cheers. Let's have a little cheers.
I'll just fake it. Yeah.
I should just put it in my coffee.
Which we need to talk about soon. Maybe.
I was thinking the same thing, Andy. I've got a monster coffee over here. You might pour a little in there.
Stop.
Liven up my coffee.
That is already going to kill you, a monster, and then you're going to put alcohol in it.
It's good stuff.
Oh my God. Anyways, we're going to talk about the 50-mile march because we had Kim on from Nebraska Brewing. I am doing that. These boys are going to help. That is in August. We'll cover that. And that is for veterans too. So we'll cover that eventually.
Yep. Folks need to stay tuned on that because we're going to have to do,
I got to do some fundraising.
Want to do.
Yeah.
A big fundraising campaign behind that for a lot of really cool things that they're doing. So we'll get into some of those details here in the
coming
next few episodes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Cool, man. So, what do you guys got
for
us today?
So we drank, so we're done. That's it.
No, this one's on you guys. You guys have been chatting about this one, so what's up?
Morgan's the one that kind of found this story. I think one of a gal or an influencer that maybe you follow on...
socials.
On the gram. On Instagram. She came out kind of guns a-blazing, right? And she's not going to buy from Tyson Chicken anymore.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well... Tyson Chicken, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know about him.
Well, actually, speaking of Tyson, do they have a bunch of sub brands too? Like, do we know who they are?
Hillshire Farms, Jimmy Dean, two of my favorites. They make a lot of products that I really, really, really like.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It's a deep cut.
It is. But, I mean, I think...
You just have to decide what you're going to support.
Yeah, I mean, so the story, I think, Morgan, that kind of got you fired up was a plant that's going to close in Perry, Iowa, right? Small town in Iowa, population around 8,000 people. And Tyson's just going to close it. And with that, that's 1,200 jobs estimated that are going to leave a town of 8,000. Like, what do you think that's going to do to that town? Well, Tyson doesn't care about that. They care about streamlining it and, you know, profit, you know. And so when you look at it, I mean, this is an old story. This is one of my favorite movies, right, with Chris Farley. This is Callahan Auto Parts.
Oh.
You know, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, this is Tommy Boy. When you're a public traded company and you have to answer to shareholders, and we've talked about this on a few other pods, the betterment of middle America and the town of Perry and the state of Iowa, that goes out the window. That doesn't matter. Even though you, in the big picture, you're relying on these people in so many ways, this is a short term, investment or divestment, however you want to say
it. Yeah.
So we like to villainize, companies and rightfully so. This is an old story, you know, so like, what tripped your trigger? Why'd this one get you so fired up?
Well, I think what fired me up so much was that they're closing or they're going to lay off. And then they were talking about hiring a bunch of immigrants.
Illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants.
Giving them residency, passports, don't quote me on everything, and free health care. You know, all the things that we're giving them now. And that is just for them to save a buck and for us to keep getting our Tyson chicken. I don't need that chicken.
So there's already billboards all across Iowa saying cancel Tyson.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. And so this movement's already been kickstarted. And I do think they're gonna see a little dip early on. But they've already been through. There's like a handbook now for Tyson and some of these – Smithfield and these other, you know, big ag industries to go by to get over this. And they will because, I mean, the last time I can remember buying a big old bag of Tyson chicken, it was when we were hosting a big old party. And I wanted this to be a lot of fun for everybody, you know, all the little ones. So I got Tyson chicken nuggets in the shapes of dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. That's too much fun. And who else?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You can't get that anywhere else. No one else that I know of.
Dino nuggies.
Dino nuggies, man. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and when deer season comes along, I mean, a staple is those Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches. You know, you can just throw them in the microwave. Oh, yeah. Bing! Mm-hmm. And then on your way out to the deer stand, you can smash that thing. And man, do they taste good. You know they're bad for you, just how good they taste.
Right.
So, I mean, that's going to be a hard thing for me to just always...
Yeah.
You know, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But do you think this is not the first time that they've shut down a plant and done this? Why are we hearing about this now? Because of all of the economy and the way everything's going with people coming over?
I think since it is an election year, and so everything's kind of amped up a little bit. And I think the border crisis has a lot to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, so that you already have this outrage with, okay, so you're just going to decimate another small town in middle America, Perry, Iowa. That, okay, we've done this before. We're desensitized to that. But now Tyson doubled down, and this is where I think you and others got really pissed off. Tyson turned around and virtue signaled, saying, oh, look what we're doing. We're acclimating all these illegal immigrants, and we're giving them jobs. We're finding them work, and we're actually hiring lawyers and helping them become legalized citizens, kind of. We still don't want to pay them a full wage. We still don't want to treat them right or good. We still want to traffic them. Well, they didn't say all these things like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's,
if you read, if you actually understand what they're saying. But they virtue signaled, saying, look, we're helping these asylum seekers find work in the States. And you're right. They're going to pay them terrible wages. They're going to stuff them in little condos, about 12 people to a room. And this is where I can – where the rubber meets the road for me, and I can get into a really good argument, and I've done this before with, like, some of my real liberal friends, is if you really care about the welfare of people, like what you're saying you care for, then you hate what – we're doing as a nation as far as bringing these people in and treating them like dogs, basically trafficking them, not paying them a fair wage, not giving them proper health care, not allowing them a clear path to citizenship. And then when this party or that party's done with them, we send in ICE or whatever, we scoop them up, we break up their families, and we send them back to here, there, or wherever. So, I mean, this is a deep conversation, and it's a tough conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I go. That's where I go with it. Is that I think it's a modern day form. I don't want to say slavery, but there's a lot of parallels between, like, sex trafficking. You always hear that, but human trafficking. It's a bigger net than just that.
See, and I don't think I thought so much about that, which I should have, because that is inhumane. It's basically throwing them in kennels or tents or, like you said, shoving them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't pay them that much. But I think what bothers me so much is that we're just giving them health care. Health care is so fucking expensive. And us owning our own business... And like, we've had to outsource that for years, had crap coverage. We've had emergency surgeries, things that, I mean, we're paying bills that are just like ridiculous. And then we're just going to hand over free healthcare to these people that are coming in. Yeah. And we work our butts off. I think that is what really ticks me.
Yeah. And that's where another part of where this grandstanding and virtue signaling from Tyson, where they thought, hey, every other time where we've stood up and said, hey, we're helping these, you know, people find asylum, you know, this is where the Democratic Party is a little out of touch, and they've gone a little too far, we'll say, to the left, because now your urban, your black vote, your minority vote, they thought they could always corner them. Well, now people from Chicago, black people from Chicago are like, what in the hell? These people are moving in here, getting free housing. They get to stay at a nice, fancy hotel. I lived in the freaking ghetto. This is a generation upon generation, and you've been telling me how great and how you're fighting for me, and now you're giving this to these people. And they don't speak English. They don't care for our country. They straight up beat up police officers and then flip them off on the way out the door because they don't get documented. You know, they don't get processed. So, this is why this story has gained so much traction, because that's what I feel.
Okay.
Because it is part of this bigger picture where you're bringing in these illegal immigrants. You're forcing them to work. They're setting up job fairs in New York where as soon as they get off that bus that the governor from Texas puts mm-hmm. them on. So, yep. I mean, talk about trafficking people, right? You come across the illegal. Well, we scoop you up. We put you on a bus. We send you to New York. Well, New York doesn't want you. Guess what? Tyson has job fairs for you. So then they get on a bus from there, and then they go to this new plant down in Tennessee, and that's where you're going to work. We're going to put you in Tennessee. And, I mean, you're talking over 50,000 jobs are going to be fulfilled in some of these new plants that are going to streamline the business process for Tyson.
I mean, unbelievable.
Moving 50,000 people.
There's so many different things going on there. You know, if you go back to the beginning of it where we talk about, all right, they're going to shut down a plant or whatever mm-hmm. and decimate this town. They're not the first company, obviously, to have done that.
Nope.
And also, for the most part, a lot of those decisions are business decisions as opposed mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. you know, something nefarious or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not doing something, but as an example, not too long ago, Bass Pro Shops comes in and buys Cabela's.
Mm-hmm.
So right here in our home state, out in Sydney, where the headquarters of Cabela's is,
yep.
what the word was is that that town's going to get decimated
mm-hmm.
because Cabela's headquarters is going away, Bass Pro's moving all of that, you know, so on and so forth. I don't know what has happened since then. You may know, but mm-hmm. my point is that there's companies that do these kinds of things all the time.
Sure.
For whatever business decision it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, right or wrong. Wrong because individuals get affected.
Yeah.
But right because the business has to carry on and tough decisions have to be made.
Sure.
People have to understand when you work a corporate job, when you work in corporate America, when you work for a major organization, you in general, I know they all try to make you feel good and call you family and do all these kinds mm-hmm. of things, and that's fine. You know, some of that happens.
Yep.
But in general, you're not worth any more than, you know, the
your time that you give the company. That's what you're worth.
The six foot deep piece of dirt that you're going to get put in. I mean, because that's all there is to it. Yeah. When it's when they don't need you anymore, they don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally every single day hanging by a wire. Even though you might feel good,
right? You have a company car.
It's not the truth. You can be gone tomorrow, and they don't need you, and they will move over to somebody else. So that's just the way these places work, bottom line. Now, if you go – so let's take – since we're talking about Tyson Chicken, okay, we're talking about this major company with all these people. All right, that's the reality in that company. So then let's go to a small town, you know, family-owned and run chicken processing place – I'll look it up. I've got one that I can think of in Michigan that raises their own birds, has their own workers there,
mm-hmm.
you know, supplies the local market, supplies their local region, is starting to grow, kind of sending things all over, you know, mm-hmm. the Midwest. If you're gone tomorrow, it extremely matters to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the difference, okay? So to begin with, that's what I'm seeing. Like, that's the difference. Then we go to this whole accusation of them getting rid of all of their current workers in this facility and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
and then hiring a ton of what we, you know, illegals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, is there a proper name? Is that what we
undocumented,
say?
Undocumented.
People?
I don't know.
Immigrants?
No. I've heard asylum seekers.
What I know for a fact is that our president in the State of the Union called them illegals.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay. True.
He did. So
we can call him
so
that.
So that's what it is.
I know, but I'm just wondering. We talk about people changing names of things.
Yeah.
Asylum seekers is the new one that I'm hearing.
Okay.
Undocumented individuals are
there's a lot there. Yeah. And even that, I mean, that goes deep. You know, like I'm sure a lot of those folks are really good folks.
Of course they are.
They mean well. They want to contribute. They want an honest job, you know, all that kind of
stuff.
They
want to live the American way, the better life.
Yeah, but that's not any different than all these folks that, you know, Tyson and whoever else has just gotten rid of.
So,
you know.
And I heard this stat, and I don't, and I didn't verify it, but I heard, and I don't want to speak on the plant in Perry, Iowa.
Okay.
But just 4 years ago, a number of plants Tyson owned and others like Tyson would get raided by ICE. And mm-hmm. I mean, they're pulling out hundreds and hundreds of people whose work visas ran out or they never had one to begin with and shipped them back mm-hmm. to Mexico or wherever. And now, so a plant similar to the one in Perry, one of them that got busted had something like over 95% of the workforce were already illegal immigrants. So then I'm asking the question, like, if that was, let's say Perry was at 50% or something, you know, let's give him a break here.
Mm-hmm.
What? So then what's going on? You know, are you just going to pick up that? So if 1,200 jobs leaves Perry, is that not big of a deal? Because 1,200 people are going to just move out of Perry and go down to Tennessee now?
Right. Oh,
you know, people that weren't there to begin with,
like
anyway.
600 of them are going to go.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I really don't. It runs so deep, in this type of corruption, if you want to call it corruption, has been going on for so long that it just makes me wonder, like, what is their play here? And that's where I'm thinking it's just a corporation, and they're just trying to streamline stuff and make it run as profitable as possible. And extorting people is a
wrong.
Really good way. No, it's not wrong. It's the best way to make a buck, right?
As
a corporation. So,
yeah, I mean, and literally that is the thing.
I do want to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
I feel like we're piling on Democrats or the left or whatever. There's enough blame here to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Your two big focal points that people like to focus on, I think there's a lot of truth there. Democrats want all these people, these immigrants, in for a new base of voters, right?
Yeah.
Republicans want them in here for cheap labor to run their plants. So, I mean, right on, if you just skim the top, you can see where both of these parties, Republicans and Democrats, kind of have this quiet little wink, wink. Yeah, that's all right. Bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to just get on this pro-Republican or pro-right mm-hmm. party because no. I feel like maybe they have more to do with it or maybe they're more to blame here.
And when you boil it all down, it's the same thing that we always talked about. It all just goes back to money. It's just making
mm-hmm.
more money
mm-hmm.
at the expense of others. They don't care about these towns and about all these other things that mm-hmm. what the fallout is. They don't care. All they care about is maximizing profit and shareholder value. That's the deal with these big corporations. That's what their responsibility is, you know, by their definition. But to go back real quick, that just because I had mentioned them, Bennett Farms in Michigan.
Yes. So
Bennett Farms, Michigan.
Didn't we get stuff from them?
We have.
Or did your buddy?
He's a gentleman that I met at a conference that was farmer veterans. Solid guy. Everyone should go online, go to the socials to Bennett Farms, Michigan, Instagram, check him out. He's a cool dude, post funny stuff, and they're growing and they have awesome stuff. But my point was, again, you know, you've got this smaller outfit that every single thing that they do, every single move they make, every single worker that they have working for them matters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference, you know, and that's what you have to understand. You just have to understand what you're dealing with.
Well, and we've talked about this before with some of the problems with the supply chain when it comes to food and who you're supporting and who you're, you know, keeping out and this and that. We got to get back to where we know where our food comes from
mm-hmm.
and who's growing our food, who's handling our food. And if you can just get to a place, and it is very, it's doable. We make it seem like it's not. Like, well, no, we need to go to this supermarket. I need it because I got the X, Y, and Z. No, there's other ways. And maybe I have a different perspective because I grew up in a small town. And when I say small town, I mean really, really small. Like mm-hmm. you had to plan ahead. So I know it's possible. And I know it's also another, it served me well growing up. You know, I thought I was, you know, I didn't know any better. I thought I had a really good childhood.
Right.
You know, and we didn't have a supermarket within an hour of us. So all these things are doable. And there's a, like Bennett Farms and others, they are starting to crop up. And my message is support them.
Mm-hmm.
Support all these guys. If you want to get away from Tyson Chicken, there are ways and paths to do that. Upstream Farms, right?
100%.
Those guys.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, like there's a couple outfits up in my old neck of the woods that, I mean, it's awesome that they're coming around making butter, making milk, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump through all these hoops, and it costs a lot of money to do it and a lot of time. And then you can ask them, you know, you could spend your time somewhere else and make a lot more money.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier.
Right.
But and, I think they're doing it for the right reasons.
And it also goes back to, so we talked about the money. It also goes back to the convenience thing. I mean, those are the two common themes in all these kinds of conversations. When stuff starts going sideways and we start seeing like, oh man, how did we get here? It goes back to two things, money and convenience.
Yeah.
You know, so you talk about someone like Tyson or whoever the other companies are, they are producing at mass scale. This protein product that becomes very easily accessible, and because of that costs a little bit less, you know? So when you go buy from someone like Bennett or whoever else, you're going to pay a little bit more.
Sure.
But you know where it's coming from. It's probably more nutrient dense.
Of course.
You know, you should feel better about it.
It's got to be more humane.
It's not, the money, you're paying a little bit more, but the money is not going through 10 different steps by the time it gets back to the farmer.
Yeah.
You know, it's going straight to the farmer.
Yep.
You know, all these kinds of things. So, absolutely. I mean, I'm behind that 100%. Now, I'm as guilty as anybody else. I go to the grocery store and buy these things when we need them.
Yeah.
But every chance that I get, I buy from places like that.
I mean, I told you guys, I love lunch meats, the bad kinds.
Right.
You know, the kinds that have been proven to have been linked to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
I love like bologna and cotto salami, that crap.
Oh, so gross. Bologna?
Yes. God, it's delicious.
Do people still eat that?
Oh, yeah. It's a big part of the cold cut combo.
Do you put cheese on that?
I think for Easter, we're going to do a smoked bologna.
Bingo.
Oh, no, we're not. You can't even get bologna in a log to smoke.
It's gotten so popular.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
See, I knew it'd come back around. Mm-hmm.
But what is bologna? What is it? I know.
Your bologna has a first name.
What's that?
It has a lot of names.
It does.
Okay, so it's not a cut of meat.
Well, it's why a would cut above pink slime.
It's a before. It's a blend. It's a blend of things.
You're kidding me, right, Andy? Before this, we were talking about we're hosting Easter. The kids requested lamb and ribs.
Good deal. Okay.
I don't think bologna goes with that.
If he serves a smoked bologna, you're going to be hooked. It's unbelievable.
What do I eat on crackers? Isn't it crumble?
You can if you want to. I'd eat like a steak.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like meat candy smoked.
But I do want to know what's in it. It's just a bunch of crap.
It says on the package there. Like,
so it's sausage.
My favorite is when it's like
and filler.
Product of beef, chicken, and pork. I'm like, boy, here we go.
Beef, chicken, pork, turkey, all the things.
And turkey, too.
I don't see how it's any different than a standard hot dog.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like standard hot dogs.
I'm just saying it's not really any different than a standard hot dog.
No.
Except for it probably has a bunch of different seasonings in it to make it bologna.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's just the name.
I'm really grossed out.
That freaks people out.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things about bologna that can gross you out, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. Like a steak would gross you out if you want to go to the butcher shop and actually watch it from start to finish.
So we our deer. Come on, that didn't gross me out.
Yeah, that was pretty clean. Yeah,
that was.
A lot of times you don't want to know how the sausage is made, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. So if cleaning the deer from, you know, you had to gut it and all those things are bended, well, then what's so gross about throwing it in a grinder? And then what gets spit out of the grinder, okay, here's the good, and here's the too fine, and then you take the stuff that's too fine to put in a hamburger, and then you throw it in another grinder with other stuff, and then compress that into a patty of bologna.
Well, tell me what the other stuff is.
Well, that's what it is. It's like the cartilage, it's what's left with the chicken, it's what's left.
No, I just got the shivers.
It's all the things.
Yeah, it's all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing goes to waste.
Right.
In bologna.
Yeah. Yeah, see, nothing goes to waste. See?
So anyway,
we went down a pretty fun little bologna rabbit hole there.
I did not even know you liked bologna.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Andy does like it.
Tyson owns Hillshire Farms.
Yep, they're out.
Okay, but I mean, they make some of the best bologna. So like, you know, I can't honestly sit here and say that I'll never buy Hillshire Farms again.
Right.
So what I want to ask...
I can't say that really either for sure, but I will cut back, just like I've cut back Target. Sure.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you guys, because you know, there's some headlines that are surfacing comparing this move by Tyson to Bud Light.
Yeah.
Like they're going to get canceled like Bud Light. Do you really think they'll get canceled like Bud Light?
I don't think it will be that big, because we already have that one, right? Isn't that the Planet Fitness who got canceled?
Well, they're in the process of canceling themselves. Okay. They're trying really hard.
Bunch of things, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I don't think, like, this definitely, since it came out, has not gained the kind of steam that the Bud Light thing gained.
Mm-hmm. They don't have Kid Rock with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We just need a celebrity that's, like, not happy about the chicken.
Did you listen to Kid Rock on Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
He totally backed all that down.
He did. Well,
I heard that because I remember sending the picture to you guys, and I was like, oh, yeah. Now he's supporting that.
The boys at Bud Light
went
and met with him. They brought all the top brass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, I mean, it's a good move, you know, and they sat down with him and talked to them, and he was like, hey, these are actually good guys. And I bet you they are good guys.
I bet they are too.
But yeah, they're probably paid in.
They're probably fun as shit. They probably, like, I think they those are probably the kind of dudes you want to go party with. I bet they're great.
Yeah.
But he totally backed it all down. He was like, look, it was just for fun, you know, whatever.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah. So now I lost disrespect for him.
You know,
just say something and mean it.
I think he did mean it. And
He did mean it, but then he took a plea bargain and got paid off.
No, I mean, he...
He claims he didn't take any money.
Oh, and he's full of shit.
I think he took some money too, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't be talking about him and invite him to his place and all this. And also just... The conversations they were having, you know, he had mentioned Donald Trump and Dana White a whole bunch, and Dana White signed that big deal with Bud Light with the UFC, and Shane Gillis, a comedian that he's hilarious, and he hosts a series on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's a big spokesman. So Bud Light is backtracking, trying to get back to their roots, and I kind of believe Kid Rock when he's like, look, they took their spanking, they are by all accounts a good American brand, Here's another thing. I think Anheuser-Busch has always treated people better than any of these big ag outfits. Tyson, Smith, all that. Budweiser doesn't bring people in from Central America, make them work for crappy wages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At a mass scale. So, like, I can kind of get on board with Kid Rock's argument a little bit more in that, look, they took their licks, and hopefully they learned their lesson. But here's where I'm at with it. Anheuser, you know what? You can do without that one brand. You know, they play that, oh, but the driver lost his job. Well, then he can drive for Busch Light now.
Right.
You know, that's where I'm true. Like, they can, let's let this one brand die. It never will. They can't allow it to. But if I can buy a Busch Light or a Budweiser or a Coors Light, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you know what? I agree with you, Kid Rock, but there are plenty other, let's call them crappy beers, for me to drink.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, come on, and let's be real. So, it always goes back to the money. Dana White took money too. Come on, UFC, but so did Kid Rock.
But that's, I mean, he's running a company there. Mm-hmm. That's not only good for him, but it's good for all of his employees to have that type of security, that type of ad revenue coming from a company that needs help. Like,
right.
And they were asking him. He wasn't out there with his sales guys going, hey, you guys need some help? No, it was completely the other way around.
So, yeah.
I get it. I'm just like, you know what? Anheuser, you can do without this one brand ever getting back to where it was.
Yeah. I think a big piece is being able to admit when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they could come out and say, and maybe they haven't, I just haven't seen it, but, hey, we made a mistake, okay? This is what happened. It's not that we don't support, you know, the LGBTQ plus YZ, whatever all the things are. It's not that we don't support that, but we made the wrong move for our base audience. We apologize for that. We also apologize to that other community for creating all this stir.
Yeah, you know,
if they could have come out and like done that, and maybe they have, I just haven't seen it, and it hasn't been big, but if they can just admit, like, hey, here's what we did, and so now we're riding this ship. And we're going back to our roots.
And wasn't that what Joe Rogan was trying to get out of Kid Rock? Like, why don't they just apologize?
Yeah.
And they're like, they just won't do that. And I think they're trying to or attempting to through their actions, hiring Shane Gillis, hiring, you know, UFC and kind of getting back to the roots in that fashion.
The bottom line and what they know is that people very easily forget things and very easily move on.
Sure.
So if you start seeing a lot of cool stuff and stuff that you can relate to, then you just kind of start forgetting about all of that other stuff and you just kind of go back down that road. It's very easy to manipulate.
And I can compartmentalize things very well. So like, let's go back to Tyson chicken and the bag of dino nuggets. If Tyson starts to tank like Bud Light did, lose $27 billion of stock share. And those, and no one's buying Tyson chicken, and they got three bags for $5. Come on.
Right.
I probably got to buy those, right?
Makes it hard,
come on, man. Those are, and they're, you know it too. When you bite into one of those nuggets, like it's like a sponge.
Yeah,
like,
just there's mushy.
Wow. Like, is this,
it's like bologna.
It's like bologna. Yeah, it's a little next level.
That is next level in the shapes of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I mean, that's where I would like to see Tyson just take a good lumping here, you know, kind of a spanking like Anheuser-Busch had to take, and maybe they'll get the message. But that's what it'll take. It'll take a nation to say, you know what, enough's enough. Let's stop buying Tyson products.
And I think they need to answer for the major question of why do you have a full-on initiative to hire a bunch of what, you know, are called illegals. You know, if you go and read all the articles, they'll say, well, these people have been vetted. They've gone through the process. They have proper work visas, you know, all this kind of stuff. Sure. But why are you focusing on hiring all of those folks who have in one way or another come to our country illegally as opposed to hiring
the
U.S. citizens who have lived here the whole time.
Right.
And are ready to go.
Why aren't you taking care of the people that got you here?
Yeah, like let's just be honest. Is the honest answer because you can pay these other folks less? Is that the honest answer?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? Like, just tell us.
Well, that would sound great, right? Tyson coming forward. Well, we would keep a plant in Perry, Iowa, but those people, they're totally against extortion. They don't like us trafficking them. So we're just going to do that to brown people out of Central America or wherever.
We're going to pay them $5 instead of $15.
Right, exactly. Well,
I mean, I imagine they have a minimum wage they have to adhere to, just like any other company. I imagine these.
I don't know.
That gets shady too.
I bet that's gray area.
I don't know how these work visas work, but there's got to be something to do with that.
Sure.
But, you know, then maybe they're playing off of the fact that, like, okay, all these regular U.S. citizens, you know, they're educated on this whole process. They have
a standard of living that they're going to adhere to, that they expect.
Not only that, they have unions. They have all these other things that come into this that are costing us money.
Sure.
You know, like maybe these are the conversations in the boardrooms, you know, where they're like, hey,
beyond that,
we could save a lot if we just kind of make this look like a social project.
Well,
I mean, maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and that's where they're virtue signaling that they put out a series of posts patting themselves on the back saying, look what we're doing to help all these asylum seekers. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, you're only talking to this really small demographic, and they're collapsing, you know, in on themselves right now because that's just the way that goes, the woke community, we'll call it. This is a rough one. It really is, and it for me, it all just goes back to if you can have just a little self-discipline and pump the brakes on buying Tyson chicken and supporting Bennett Farms and others like that, that's what has to happen. If you want change, it does start at home. It starts with you. And we really do have that power. You don't have to listen to a Super Bowl ad commercial and drink a Bud Light to be happy. You don't need that. You don't need I don't need to buy dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets to make my kid's birthday party happy.
And you don't need
Jimmy Dean's.
Jimmy Dean's. You know why?
Let's not talk crazy.
You know what? You know what Ben did? And we just pulled him out. Joel had it for breakfast a while ago.
Yeah.
biscuits. We made homemade Jimmy Dean's.
Oh, Ashley yeah, wants to get into that.
What I don't know for a fact was where we got that sausage, because we did put sausage in it.
See, and that's what I was...
Okay, but it was healthier than Jimmy Dean's.
I think. I can't remember what sausage we put in that, because that was... I made those a while ago.
Do you think it was Jimmy Dean's sausage?
It's possible.
So that got my crank churning.
Okay,
so,
well, the biscuits are better then.
Well, yeah. And the cheese. They are. And I'd love to get into that, too, making your own bread, because there's a lot of positives to that. But, so, I stopped at Casey's, right? Business based out of Iowa, Casey's convenience stores and gas stations, filled up, and I got one of those croissant sausage and egg. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Theirs are really good.
Yes, they are, but they taste a lot like Jimmy Dean's, and I'm just thinking, how much overlap? Like, do they get the... Is this croissant made at the same place Jimmy Dean's are?
Right.
Oh, maybe, probably.
Probably. What's, so, like, what are we doing?
For folks that listen that are down south, Weigel's, is that what it was? The gas station? There's a gas station down there that was the big chain. It was called Weigel's.
In Tennessee.
I think they were a local deal, but they're probably spreading out. So anybody who's listening who knows of this place, comment and let us know.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to YouTube. So good. Comment on YouTube. Yeah. Go to...
Better than Casey's.
Go to the Apple podcast. But they have a breakfast deal that's a biscuit. But it's like, it's all enclosed.
It's like a Runza. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I saw those.
So inside the biscuit is the sausage and the cheese and the egg.
Like, so that's what we made.
Is that a pierogi?
That's
what made. That thing's called?
There's a bunch of different names. Yeah. Things like that. A B-Rock or what. There's a ton of different names.
So it's a full biscuit all the way around it.
Oh, man, they're good.
And then the stuff is on the inside.
Casey's is an impressive place because now they're making their own stuff across the board.
Yeah.
And I think... They've always been known for pizza, their home-style pizza. Right. And I want to say Dave Portnoy with Barstool. Do you guys know that guy at all?
Yeah, I know of him. Yeah, obviously I don't know him. But
one of his big things that he does is a one-bite pizza review. Mm. And he goes to all these pizzerias and supports them. But he usually tortures them. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he went to the Michigan-Nebraska game last year, and I think he might have did a review of Casey's Pizza just because everyone knew he was coming. Like, you got to try this.
He should have done Valentino's.
He did.
Oh, did he rip it?
He did not. He was actually very nice.
Because I love it. That's my favorite. But a lot of people don't like it.
He was like, well, yeah. He was being Nebraska nice. Like, man, everyone's been so nice to me. And I know Michigan's just going to smash the Huskers. And they did.
He was being nice.
He even said, like, I don't mean to be nice, but I can see this. If I was a college student, I'm drunk. This will do. This is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, thanks, Dave. Thank you.
We digress big time.
So what's the moral of the story?
And I know Tyson.
Corporations will keep doing what they're doing until the individual, the people of this great nation, stand up and stop supporting them.
And
that's a fact.
That's all so true.
Right? Yeah.
But I also do remember shopping at Aldi, and that is a place they said that they get, they have all these off brands. It's literally Tyson chicken without, I don't know. The moral is, like, when you get chicken, you're probably getting Tyson, even if it doesn't say Tyson.
Yeah, yeah. It's difficult. It's inconvenient. It's not convenient. It's inconvenient to not buy Tyson chicken or Cargill beef or whatever.
Yep. Just
get
beef.
But it can be done. But
don't
it
eat
can
chicken.
Be done.
And Andy's point is right on. I mean, that's what we were talking about with these farms like Bennett and, you know, whoever else.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder. It's not like it's hard, but it's harder.
Right.
It's more, there's more steps. You have to put in more effort.
I don't even feel like inconvenience is the right word for it. It's just that it's not as convenient as going to your local supermarket and loading up on everything.
Right. I mean, we did an interview. It's been in the last couple of episodes when we went to this Sustainable Ag Conference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
spoke with that lady who they have this food deal set up in Nebraska. Anybody can go to that website. They can buy from them like quarterly or periodically or whatever. There's so many options.
I'm going
to
put that link in the description in this one.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Because, if you're around Nebraska, I think they even dip into Iowa and Missouri. Yeah. They're connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a local farmer market on wheels, basically.
The bottom line is there's so many options. Another one I just thought of that came to mind out here, out west, northwest of us, Ellsworth Crossing. Have you ever been out there?
Mm-mm.
They probably don't listen, but hopefully this gets around to them. We've been out there before. We've done shirts for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hub for local producers.
Fantastic.
So they bring in all the different meats that are locally. Yep. You can go there. You can get whatever you want.
There you go.
Yes. Are you going to pay a little bit more? You probably are going to pay a little bit more, but you are getting a better product.
Mm-hmm.
Your money is going where you know it's going, and it's
yeah, they have
work.
Like a little store, right? I mean, it's in Elkhorn.
Yeah, yeah. You actually are supporting a family farm in the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Folks have options.
Sure do.
And that's to your point. That is the moral of the story here, is that you can sit here and you can hear these stories.
You get mad and post about it.
Yep. You can bitch about all the crazy stuff that's going on, and yes, it is going on. Mm-hmm. But you can also do something about it. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? You
know? Let's do it. Let's order some chicken. Actually, we don't have freezer room.
Yeah, we're pretty full right now. Which is a good thing.
That's a really good thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Well, boys, anything else?
That's it.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to close it out.
Later.
See ya.